start a couple quick thank yous. So a big thank you to a good friend of everybody's. So Schmooze was sponsored by a good friend of everybody's, the great Avram Naren, who we all know and love very much, for Rafua Shleima from Malka Esther Bas Chai Gittel. Avram was, I really don't remember, but he was part of this matzah for I think 4 years, but one of the years he was mashgiach in the kitchen, so it was 2 years, but Avram was really part of this. A lot of him is still here. A lot of him is still here. And big shkoyach, we have some guests here, I noticed. But Mark, I just showed Mark. I got so excited to see Mark. Mark is not a guest. Mark started the kolo. Mark is here from day one mamish. I think I have maybe 11 pictures from the original summer in Najua, and one of the 11 pictures I have is Mark as a, you know, a young strapping lad in, you must have been in what, 10th grade, 9th grade? 9th, 10th grade, coming into the kolo at nights, learning with the, he's just as good looking as he is today, but he was a little different. He was a little different back then, and it's unbelievable to see him. Big schuss, great schuss to have him. So I want to talk about just a certain topic. We're not getting too far. So, mamash in the beginning, Vayhi ba'arba'im shana ba'shteisar chodesh ve'echa b'chodesh. So it was the 40th year. Dibur Moshe al b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher etzil Hashem oso aleihem. So we all know what's happening now. The pesukim started before. The pesukim continue afterwards. Moshe is giving musar b'remiza. He's alluding to certain incidents that happened in the course of their travels through the Midbar, and he's not really saying much, but Chazal are telling us what he's saying. If you read in between the lines, he's saying a lot. He's not saying much, but he's saying a lot. So Rashi points out here from the Sifri that Lo hochichan el esamach lamisa. So he could have done this much earlier, but he waited. Moshe understood that there's a right time, there's a right place. And to give tochacha to Klal Yisrael, he was makpid, which should only be samach lemisa. And from who did he learn it? Yaakov. Yaakov also did the same thing. Shelo chiyach es banav el samach lemisa. It's the old practice of Klal Yisrael. Old minhag we have from Yaakov Avinu, and Moshe followed suit. Moshe, he learned from great people. And so there's one pshat Rashi says, and then Rashi quotes, like I said, from the Sifri, and he says, "Mepnei arba dvarim em ochichen es adam el samach lemisa." There's four reasons that you shouldn't give tochacha until right before you die. That's four reasons. One of the reasons is that you shouldn't be shelo yehi mochicho vechozer emochicho. That's what we'll talk about a little bit. There's a concept that you shouldn't be mochiach twice. Strange concept. So if you're about to drop dead, it's a good insurance policy. You're not going to be mochiach twice, because you're going to mochiach and then it's over. And then you can't be mochiach again. So there's a kasha. The Velt asks this kasha. It's a yadua kasha. That there's a gemara, a known gemara. The gemara darshan, so chiach tochiach is amisecha. And it's a double lush, you know, chiach tochiach. So the gemara darshan is afilu mea pa'amin. So it's a mitzvah of tochacha, mitzvah daraisa of tochacha, afil mei pa'amin. And the Gemara discusses, until he hits you, you really gotta give tochacha in a serious way. Mechaber quotes this, Mishabur talks about it, if there's exceptions to this rule. But before exceptions, just ideal halacha, in an ideal world, you have to be mochiach v'chozer, mochiach v'chozer, mochiach v'chozer, mochiach afil mei pa'amin. It's a straight steer. It's a straight contradiction. So what do you do? So there's the Baal HaTosfos say, everybody says, it's a mistaber answer. You could also say it's a logical pshat. That one is before the Avera, one's after the Avera. The mitzvah of tochacha is if you see a person about to do an Avera, so you got to stop him from doing an Avera. You have a mitzvah sase to stop a person from hurting himself, hurting his relationship with Hashem. So that's a filo mei pa'amin. You got to do whatever you can, everything at your disposal to try to stop a yid from being overwrought in Hashem. So that's a filo mei pa'amin. That's not what was happening here. Yaakov wasn't stopping the shvatim, wasn't stopping his children from doing an aveira. Moshe Rabbeinu is not stopping anybody from doing an aveira. This is a different sub, different category of tochacha. So this sug, which we'll discuss, it's not stopping Averos. It's reminiscing about Averos. It's getting nostalgic about Chet HaEgel, getting nostalgic about the Meraglim, being nostalgic about all the complaints they had in the Midbar. It's a strange tochacha to begin with. But it's certainly not trying to stop anybody from doing an Avera. That's the teretz. But the second kasha, hopefully we'll get to the point, get us to our point, was that, and a couple guys asked me, I think this week also, that you're giving tochacha to the wrong people. These people are about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. They never did these Averos. It's a different dar, it's a different generation. The dar that did Chet HaMeraglim, the dar that did Chet HaEgel, they're dead. They're not around. Nobody's left. So who are you giving tochacha? It's like a guy walks into the Beis Medrash. I invite somebody from Musar Shmuz, and he stands up here, and he starts talking about, I can't believe what you guys did in Bialystok, and I can't believe the Averos you transgressed in Volozhin. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're talking to the wrong crowd. So Moshe Rabbeinu over here, he's giving them big mussar. How could you do Chet HaEgel? How could you send them around them? How could you complain to the Midbar? Moshe, you came to the wrong audience. You got the wrong people. You got the wrong crowd. I don't know. It wasn't us. We're innocent. You want to talk to our fathers, our Zaydis? They're all dead. You're giving mussar to the wrong people. Okay, so we'll talk a little. So I thought last night was great. I don't know what Fabreng means, but I felt last night we really Fabrenged. I really don't know what that means, but I know Yiddish. I know Yiddish, and Fabreng is a very, it doesn't mean what it literally, people use it in a way that I don't know what people intend when they use that word. But I don't know what people's kavanas are when they say the word Fabreng. But whatever that word means, I felt that that's what we did last. We really Fabreng last night in Lavi with the Kolo there. It was mom, it was a great time over there. Spoke about great inyanim, some guys more interested, less interested. But I thought it was a great time. And I said a couple things. I definitely said a couple things. And so I woke up this morning to a voice note from a chashuv member of the Olam over here. And I got a voice note from one of the chevra, and he says to me, I thought he was, I listened to it three times because I really thought he was giving me mussar. And that's okay. I would be very happy to. A lot of people give me mussar throughout the day from the guys here, so I'm okay. I'm welcoming of that. And so I had to listen a few times to. I sent Chaim a voice note today that somebody sent me recently, because I knew there's mussar in it. I just couldn't figure out exactly what the mussar was. And Chaim disagreed with me. He said there is no mussar. Okay, I'm not sure if he's right, but I trust him. So one of the guys sent me a voice note. I thought he was giving me mussar. I listened to it a few times. And then I realized what he was saying. He wasn't giving me mussar. He said to me, because I thought he was upset. I thought he was telling me, how could you call me out last night in public? I thought that's what he was saying. I could play the voice note, but obviously I'm not going to do it, so nobody should get nervous. And then I realized, I listened a couple of times, I realized what he was saying. He was saying that, I know you were talking about me. I wasn't talking about him. I was talking stam. I was fired up about a couple things. And so I spoke about the way I feel. And he said, I know you were talking to me. I know you were talking to me. And that was beautiful. Now, I wasn't talking to him, but that was beautiful. When the Mishnah says, Mishnah at the end of Avos says there's 48 ways that you could be Kohen Torah, and one of the ways is Ohev Esa Tochachos. To love tochacha. Now again, mussar is like a word for breng. For breng, people use it in the wrong way, and mussar for sure people today use it in the wrong way. Meaning, you ask a different person, what does mussar mean? It means a million different things. I try to stay away from this word. Let's talk English. In English, I listened to a voice note of a guy who he wanted to improve. Mussar, again, like I said, dangerous word. But a guy wanted to improve, and he was listening. And he said, you were talking to me. You were talking to me. And then he even said, and the example you said was exactly what's going on by me. And I said, bless your soul. I appreciate that you really took it personally, but I wasn't talking to you. I was just talking. And the Mishnah says 48 ways, 48 kinyani atayra. And one of them is oyev esa tochachos, to love mussar. To love, again, mussar, I don't want to use the term, but for lack of a better one, I'm just using it. He loves tochacha. And what does it mean to love tochacha? So I'll tell you, I put a little thought into it today, I'll tell you what I came out with. To love anything by me is 3 weeks, is being a mitzarim tayra, is 9 days tayra. And then so it's apropos, we hit the right time. You know, we had the last fleishik suda until tomorrow, when we have the first fleishik suda of the 9 days. But officially the last, I don't want to say mutter, tomorrow's also mutter, but the last, whatever, you get what I'm saying. So now we hit the 9 days, right? We hit the 9 days. To love anything is 9 days Torah. If you want to learn about love, you gotta come to the 9 days. The 9 days is kulo av. I know it says it's kulo sinna and kulo hester and kulo Hashem is hidden and Hashem disappeared. Like we spoke in the beginning of the summer, we'll talk more in the upcoming days. That's if you can't see. If you can't see, it's kulo hester. But when you want to see, you'll see these days are kulo ava. Kulo ava A to Z. So what does this mean? Oev eset tovlechos. What does it mean to love Ava? So like the Rambam describes about Avas Hashem, and maybe some of you experienced, maybe at the wrong time, Avas other things. You can't think about anything else. It occupies so much of your headspace. You're walking around, like these movies you probably saw, the guy's sitting, he's drinking a cup of coffee, and he looks in his coffee cup, and you know, she's there in his coffee cup. And then he's on a train, and everybody he sees is her. And then she's everywhere. She's everywhere. She is a mashal, obviously. But she's everywhere. And that's kulo dveikus. Kulo dveikus, kulo avas Hashem, means everything you see is kulo gebari olam. You see him everywhere. He's always with you. He's always carrying you. He's always holding you. That's avas Hashem. So what does it mean, avas atolchachos? L'chor means the same thing. It means it's everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. You hear a means, an opportunity, we'll talk English, of changing. I asked for Sonnenschein, I had a chance to bump into Sonnenschein a few years ago at the right time in my mind, at the right time in my mind when I was thinking about something, and I asked for Sonnenschein. He's a big balavoda, really a big person, tremendous person. And I asked him, I said, I had a kasha on Svas Emes. I'm not saying Svas Emes there. I had a kasha on Svas Emes. My kasha was, it's a very strangely written book. They have other books like this also, but I first encountered it with the Svas Emes. And it's a book that has a shtickle Torah. And every year, I don't know, 3, 5, 7 shtickle Torahs on every year. And then it's Tavshin this and Tavshin that and every year. And every year it's almost repetitive shtickle Torahs. So they wanted to fill pages. What exactly are you trying to do? That was my kasha. We'll leave that for a different time. The kasha that I asked him was, the Svas Emes says the same shtickle Torah, the same Darchei HaAvoda, for like 30 years. And how could it be a person 30 years before and 30 years later is holding by the same Derech HaAvoda? By me, it's not like that. I told Rav Sonnenschein because I was talking to him and he dropped a line, and that's why it grabbed me. He dropped a line that he's not in the same place he was 30 years ago. There's a funny thing in the world today. Today, if you can find somebody online, they said something 10 years ago, it's very incriminating. If you found something I said 10 years ago, I don't care. That's not me. That used to be me. I'm not that guy. 10 years ago, that was a different person. That's not who I am today. Same name, maybe it looks very similar. I don't even look similar to what I looked like 20 years ago. So part of me doesn't even look the same. You know, we have, I don't know if you guys enjoyed in the chat yesterday, I put the mayor in the back. I put an old video of a mayor. Probably they didn't enjoy it because they said, why is he putting a random video of a random guy? Nobody, like Keila made a mistake. I put it in the wrong chat. No, I want to introduce you to Meir when he was in Shanaf in my shir. It was back in the day, a different guy. He shared with me a couple of days ago that he'll meet sometimes old Rebbeim of his. He encountered a very chashuv old Rebbe of his. He went over to him and said, hi, I'm Meir. And the guy said, no, you're not. You're ready to walk away. I know Meir, you're not him. I'm not falling for this. Svas Emes, every year, looks like the same shtickle Torah. But by us, we're not the same people. We shouldn't be the same people. But you live up in this cult. You live in this culture, in this society, where you're incriminated by statements that you made 10 years ago, 20 years ago. What does that have to do with me? 20 years ago, you know what's happened to me in 20 years? People have this false premise that pre-Israel and post-Israel, different person. That at that point in your life, you changed drastically. I hold Shana Bet Yu and Shana Gimel Yu also. Shana Yod Yu and Shana Yod Aleph Yu also. You married for 23 years, you married for 24 years also. I one time gave Eitzah, really not an intelligent Eitzah, to a guy talking about a girl. You know, he wanted to end it. I don't push these agendas. And we were discussing that maybe you could tell her, you know, the guy you started dating in high school, I don't know where I'll end up by the time we get married. So maybe it's not, maybe we should put it on pause. It was such an unintelligent Eitzah because I'm married 20 plus years. And I'm not the same guy I was 2 years ago. And my wife has to figure that out. She's got to work with that. And my wife the same way. And that's great. And that's beautiful. And we love each other. And we have a great time together. But we change. We change. And Rav Sonnenschein told me a whole shtickle Torah, Sfas Emes. He was talking to the crowd. He wasn't talking his Torah. So for the masses, they needed to hear the same thing. But obviously, he was evolving in a great way. Now how do you evolve? How do you change? I want to tell you a secret. You will never change when anybody tells you how to change. I've done it. I've tried it. I gave a shmooz. To me, it's a famous shmooz because I was very proud of it. A couple years ago, that one of the visitors alluded to, Ivri. When Ivri was here, he alluded to it. And I said in Kobe a few years ago, I said, I'm hanging up my cleats. And it was about this nakuda. I'm hanging up my cleats. I no longer, at this stage of my life, am interested in changing people's lives. I'm not interested. I hung up those cleats. I retired. I can't say they retired my jersey. I can't say I succeeded at it. But I'm done. I'm done. Why? Because years and years and years and years of trying, and years and years and years and years of failing. And a person has a limitation. And you get frustrated. And you can't do it anymore. And it started as that until I realized it's much bigger than that. People who will change, it comes from them. It doesn't come from anywhere outside. You find the best Rebbe in the world, he can't change you. You find the most inspirational speaker on the planet, he can't impact you. You find the best Baal Musar, Baal Hashkafa, whatever it is, the best song gets you on a high, not going to do anything for you. What makes change of a person? Ohev es hatochachos, a person who's obsessed. Av, it's the 3 weeks, 9 days Torah. He's obsessed. He looks for it everywhere. Why is it so hard for people to find their bonus shalom during the 9 days? Because you really got to look. It is dark. I'm not lying. It is dark. It's very dark the 9 days. But if a person's obsessed, of course you're going to find. How can you not find him? You're obsessed. You're going to search. You're going to do a bidikas chametz lamahadrin. You're going to look in every corner and crevice where you're not chayav to look. And you're going to find him somewhere. A person's ohev es hatochachos, he'll be sitting at a Lavi, Kolel, Kobe, Kolel, collab for Breng. And it's like a, not my words, but Rav Glanz's words from last night. It's a podcast between two old friends hanging out together, just speaking Torah. And one guy in the crowd, shuckling away, in the dark, where nobody sees, and he thinks, he's talking to me. He's talking to me. I gotta change. I gotta do it different. I gotta improve. We this is a guy. We got ourselves a guy. You know, you think that, again, I'm trying to talk to your age, and you think when you got to your age, people struggle. I think a big part of people's struggles is that when you get to Shana Gimel, Shana Dalet age, you feel like you plateau. That is a problem. Don't accept that. Don't let anybody tell you that's normal. Because Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, or pre-Shana Aleph, post-Shana Aleph, that's a major change in life. But now you're 22, and now you plateau. Sheker v'chazav. They're justifying nonsense. It's pasha a lie. It's encouraging and rationalizing and condoning to stop growing. Oev is a tochachos means Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say a word. Show me where he said chet ego. Show me where he said meraglim. He didn't say a word. Everything Burmese. He spoke about cities. Remember, guys, reminiscing, nostalgia. We went to Dizal, we went here, we went there, we were all around. He was just, he pushed it like a Zaidi, telling a story to people who weren't even there. He said, guys, gather around. I'm going to tell you, when I was with your dads, we traveled here. We had such a good time. And this generation, it wasn't about them. They were sitting there listening, and they said, he's talking to me. He's talking to us. And Moshe's looking at him, guys, you weren't even there. How could I be talking to you? You weren't Echeta Ego. You didn't commit this crime. And they said, they're shuckling away. He's talking to us. We hear you talking to us. People who want to improve, they're going to find it everywhere. Last week, we're going to have part two tonight. Last week, when Jeremy spoke to us, the first town hall that we hosted over here, Jeremy said that there's two kinds of leaders. There's a leader who surrounds himself with yes men. Everybody's, you know, giving him, yeah, great job. And there's a leader who surrounds himself with critical thinkers, critical people. And he said that about himself. I see that. I really do see that. My limited exposure to how he runs things, I definitely see that. And I'm so impressed that people like him want that. You know how hard that is? You drive the ship. You're in charge. You hold the reins. And you surround yourself with people who are going to be, what do they call it, a backseat driver. Something quarterback. Monday morning quarterback. There's a phrase like that. Something like that. You're all like pretending like you don't know. People who are not involved in my position of leadership, they're going to tell me how to run the system. What am I, Meshuggah? They don't know all the details. They don't know everything that I'm juggling over here. They don't know all the nuances. And they're going to tell me how to run things? Yeah. Like the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he wants to create man. He asks the Malachi Asharis. He convenes the Sanhedrin of Malachim. Guys, what do you think? What do you hold? We should create Adam? No, yeah. And the Malachim are handling. Oh, I think, yeah. I think, nah. And Hashem says, oh, yeah. Give me a good shot. Good reason, not. Good reason, yeah. And he's listening to everybody. What's going on over here? So we learn on the Sanuso, the humility of Hashem. But it's, I'm going to say Kfira now. It's Kfira to say this. But I'm apologetically saying Kfira. Hashem is Ohev Esatokachos. Hashem is telling the Malachim to criticize, to tell them what he thinks. That's what tefillah is. Everybody who asks the tefillah kasha, Hashem runs the show. So who am I to tell him how to run the show? He wants to hear. Hashem wants your advice. He's listening. He says, I want to run the show as best as possible. Come, guys, join. Come sit in my Oval Office over here. I want to hear what you think. Talk to me. And you say, no, who am I? Who am I? Hashem says, no, I want to hear. That's a person, Ovis Atochachos. My whole life, I never understood this phrase that everybody throws around. We called out Benjamini the other night. You know, when it comes to Israel, just as the token incoming Shana Aleph, nothing about you. I want to be a growing person. I just got off the phone just now with a girl who called me about a boy for Shidduchim. And she asked me, she didn't ask him in those words. It seems she was a little more astute. I was impressed. But Kilu, she was asking me, around the bush, she was asking me, is he a grown person? Nobody knows what this means. Until today, I put thought into it, and I know what this means. A grown person means that I don't want to be the same today, I don't want to be the same tomorrow as I am today. And I'll find it, I'm going to look anyway. It's not just Musar Chaburas and you know, Dersh's laundry chizuk. It's not just going to be limited to these types of opportunities we have here that we're going to be mechazik each other, but it's going to be much bigger than that. They say about, I think it was Itzel Petterberger, that when he would learn in the beginning of a few daf and gittin over there, it talks about remedies and talks about medicines. And they say about Ritzel Petterberger, when he would stand up from any Gemara, could be Zvachim, Erchin, Brachas, didn't matter which Gemara, and they say, Afilu, this Gemara in Gittin, these Gemaras in Gittin, that speak about medicines and old medicinal procedures, he wouldn't stand up from a Gemara unless his life changed. Your life could change a new halacha, a new idea, a new concept, a new way to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't stand up from a Gemara and be the same person. Problem is, that's what happens between Benjamini stage And Poshan Aleph, when you pre Shana Aleph, Poshan Aleph, oh, I'm going to change. I'm going to be a different person. But once you Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, oh, I got it. I nailed it. I got it. And then you start to feel a little bit shaky with yourself. I don't feel like I'm growing. It's a common phrase that disgusting phrase. It's mamish disgusting how people could talk like this. They say, I'm learning a lot, but I don't feel like I'm growing. Excuse me. You're not learning anything. You're really not learning anything. You haven't learned a word, probably since Shana'al. I'm learning a lot, but I'm not growing. We don't say Tillim after Tefillah's over here. For such a person, I would say Tillim. I would rile up the crowd to say Tillim for such a person. What kind of life are you living? What did you commit to? This is what you signed up for? I'm learning a lot, but I'm not growing. So go to Harvard. Go to a low-level institution like Harvard, Yale. What are you coming to yeshiva for? Yeshiva has nothing to offer you. Low-level institutions, academic institutions, they have a lot to offer you. Yeshivas, nothing to offer you. Yeshivas are a place of growth, of development, that I'm not going to be the same person tomorrow that I am today. But it takes a character. It takes an Ohav Es HaTochachos. So Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, you know why you can't be Mochiach, Lechozer Mochiach? Because if you're Mochiach one time and it didn't work, give it up. You're talking to the wrong person. It's not a waste of your time, Chas V'Shalom. We believe in people. It's just he's not ready. So are we going to do it again? For what? Resentment? You're going to make conflict in the relationship? For what? You mochiach one time. And a person who is a growing person, a real person, an interested person, you don't even have to say anything. Just reminisce about the towns that your father visited in Europe. Oh, my father grew up in Chust, and your father in Munkach. And that's it, all you have to say. And when I say Chust and Munkach and Ushkarad and all these towns, all of a sudden what pops in your head, like, they did a couple things over there I think we should correct. We should live a little better than they did. I didn't say that. I just said my dad was from Munkach. What did I say? And he heard, there's a problem of communication. I say my dad's from Munkach, and you hear, you know what? I should be more careful, Lashon Hara. How did that happen? You're a person. You're a real person. You're a real character. And that's what Klal Yisrael was. And that was the Hakdama to walk into Eretz Yisrael. So we'll have a little night Seder. I kept to my time, trying to be more makpid. And Mirat Hashem, I look forward, part two. Part two is going to be about Hashkafik in Yanin. Very sensitive, I think, controversial topic, which in Gematria means a ton of fun. That means a ton of fun. And I'm looking forward to it. And I look forward also to observing and watching when Jeremy comes here in a half hour. You see, I saw it last week, and I really believe it's true that he's a person he's talking to a bunch of kids. It's a very strange thing. Who are you guys in his life? You're great guys, but you understand what I'm saying? You're great guys. You're in his life for 10 minutes. And he comes and he sits here. He told me this week he has to leave at 10 o'clock because they're having a big schmooze with the staff at 10 o'clock. So he has to leave. This week he doesn't have 3 hours to give us. But when he comes and he sits with you, what I saw last week is he's listening to you. And that to me was shocking. He's listening to people who have no extremely limited experience and extremely limited exposure to the world. And he's listening, and he's listening, and he's listening, and he's taking insights and guidance from us. And that's incredible. Incredible to watch these people. So, Mirat Hashem, we should continue having chizik. And if you have this character, whoo, continue to build it up. And if you don't have it yet, this is what we're here for. It's what we're here for. Shkayach.